I think this it comes naturally to some guys, and for me, it's really difficult and something I had to learn, and at times it's still difficult, and I think that's why I start working with a brain fitness coach. I think it aligns with what, you know, I'm trying to do off the field and who I believe I am, but I think there's a lot of benefit in it from a performance standpoint. So it worked on Sunday. I felt great. I've never felt that way in the game, and I'm going to continue to do it. Well, yeah, I mean, just sometimes, you know, your body tells you no, and, you know, that's when your mind has to be a little stronger. I was able to fight it out second half, do some things. I feel a little bit more comfortable today than I was in the second half. Still have a few more days of healing to go. Get out there tomorrow, hopefully, and test it out. I'm sure it's going to be ugly and it's going to be sore and it's going to hurt. But, you know, you got to be able to show the team and the coaches that, I can, at least be in position. I think the number one thing is just remind them that this is their chance. I got my big break, and I don't know if you want to call it a big break, but when Rod Smith end up going down with some hips injuries, and Javon Walker had a knee my second year in the league, and all the balls start coming my way. And, I always use that story for younger players. It's like you never know when it's your opportunity, and we got some guys in our room right now that needs to take advantage of this opportunity, So Alshon and I were doing our best to get back out there, and, but if not, it doesn't matter if it's this game or, week 16 or, playoffs. When you get an opportunity, you got to step up. Well, for me, man, that one hurts. I don't think I fumbled in like in a year and a half. So I've been really focusing a lot on getting up the field and trying to get some more yak. These last couple of years seem like my production there has dropped. So that's one of my points of emphasis this year. So I like to be around like 400 or 500 yards yak, and so I just got to do a better job of protecting the ball and get back to protecting it like I have the last few years. As far as Jay goes, everyone, there's some things I'm sure Jay talked to you guys about, but there are some things that you guys don't see, like it could be a misassignment here or a guy stops on the route there, so. They're minor things, and it was some minor things that killed us on Sunday, but they're things that we can fix moving forward and put us in position to win games. Yeah, well, it had nothing to do with the Bills. I think, you look at our stats, we actually moved the ball well in the second half. I think we had a better second half than we did first half. It's just like you said, eliminating those mistakes, fumbles cannot happen, picks cannot happen. Doesn't matter whose fault it is, it just can't happen. You look at the statistics when you're minus one, minus two, minus three in the turnover ratio. It's alarming, and we put ourselves in bad position. And for us to even be in that game at the end and get to overtime, well, it was a blessing because we should have probably been blown out. Yeah, I mean. Everyone knows who they are and what they do, so, it's no secret. We know their coverage. We know where they're going to be, but they do it so well. And it's going to be on us to really execute our game plan. So for me, it's just really understanding what we're trying to accomplish and being where I'm supposed to be. We have a sophisticated offense, and our game plans change week to week, and just conquering that will help us out.